This is Dakota Datebook for February 2nd. North Dakota remembers World War I. In December of 1917, George M. Cohen's little ditty, Over There, was sold to a New York publisher for $25,000, representing a payment of $161 a word or $138 a note. It became the highest payment per word for any composition up to that time. This leaped significantly ahead of the $2 per word payment for an article written by Theodore Roosevelt, its next closest rival. And compared to a complete Puccini opera of that era, Over There topped it by a whopping $10,000. The song promised that with drums rum-tumming, the Yanks were coming, and they wouldn't come home until it's over, over there. This came to symbolize America's commitment to the war and the patriotic fever of the American soldier. By the middle of January of 1918, the North Dakota boys were over there. Companies of the 1st and 2nd North Dakota regiments, splintered and scattered, were quickly sent as replacements for the weary, battle-depleted troops who arrived with General Pershing back in July of 1917. It was only a matter of time before the casualty lists came back with familiar names from North Dakota. Private Lewis Owsley was from Wilton. With his brother Lawrence, he had joined Company A of the 2nd Regiment, originally stationed to protect the railroad bridge at Camp Fraser in Bismarck before shipping off to France. While it was true that other soldiers from North Dakota had died with the Canadian forces or from disease, it was on this date in 1918 that Lewis Owsley became the first soldier from North Dakota regiments to be killed in action. Owsley was with a small detachment in an advanced position in no man's land, a killing zone situated between the trenches of the battling forces, when they came under heavy machine gun fire and artillery fire. As they retreated, their lieutenant, leading the squad, was severely wounded. Owsley tossed his weapon to another soldier, and oblivious to the rifle and machine gun fire, he raced back and hoisted the officer on his shoulder. Stumbling through the mud and debris, he picked his way through the shell craters. As he neared the safety of the American trenches, he was hit with a burst of shrapnel. His comrades completed the rescue of the officer and then secured Owsley's lifeless body. The wounded officer survived, and North Dakota's first casualty was a hero. As in Cohen's song, "Hoist the flag and let her fly, like true heroes, do or die." For Private Lewis Owsley, it was over, over there. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.